of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Midday News for Thursday, September 29. In the headlines, certified nurse and midwife Izana Moise Alfred emphasized the importance of sexual hygiene habits in leading a healthy and happy life. Virgin Atlantic's new policy is allowing its staff, including crew, pilots, and ground team, the option to staff to wear uniforms that express their true gender. And Hurricane Ian slams into western Florida as a Category 4 storm, creating a catastrophe unlike anything that state has seen in many decades. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Discover Dominica Authority.
For unlimited time only, shop like a VIP with the Courts Empire Price and Sale beginning September 28th. Get great new savings when you shop at our stores. Savings of up to 20% on your purchase. And don't forget our fantastic offers on mattresses, bedding, and lounge. No cash, no problem. Shop with Courts Ready Finance and pay nothing for 30 days. Offer ends September 30th. Terms and conditions apply. Courts, bringing value home.
Let's reunite! From October 20th to 30th, 2022, Dominica invites you to celebrate the World Crayon Music Festival. Three nights of pulsating rhythms on one stage. For more information, visit www.dominicafestivals.com. Like and follow us on Facebook at Dominica Festivals or Instagram at dominica.festival. Dominica's World Crayon Music Festival, celebrating 22 years in 2022. October 28th to 30th.
Sex is an essential part of our lives, and following some sexual hygiene habits are important to lead a healthy and happy life. Poor hygiene can lead to infection, which in turn can lead to serious diseases. Lack of personal hygiene can be a sexual inhibitor in our sexual lives. Certified nurse and midwife Izana Moise Alfred, during her guest appearance on The Spill, hosted by holistic health advocate Trudy Christian, discussed some safe procedures for sexual vaginal care, noting that persons should keep in mind to use some of these sexual hygiene practices the next time you want to get intimate with your partner to live a healthy, infection-free existence.
So you do from front to back. Okay. You don't go from back to front.
Okay, so no back.
If you're an individual who practice both vaginal and anal sex, you do not have anal sex and then have vaginal sex. And if you do, you change the condom every single time you're going to re-enter the vagina.
Okay.
And likewise, the anus. So if you're coming from the vagina, you're not supposed to just insert in the anus, because there is the bacteria, this research has shown, from the anus that can affect the vagina and from the vagina that can affect the anus. So it has to go vice versa. You do not re-insert. And that goes for not just like penile sex, but also you having your own masturbation or use of sex toys. You make sure you change condoms.
Okay.
Oral sex too, depending on the what the individual has in their mouth, or if they have any bacterial infections also in their mouth, then the oral hygiene is essential when it comes to oral sex, because depending on how, if the person has bad oral hygiene, it can cause you to have a yeast infection.
She says that maintaining healthy vaginal cleanliness demands our extra attention, just as maintaining general hygiene for other regions of the body. Women today spend a lot of money on cosmetic care, makeup, and other grooming products, but they frequently overlook the very crucial intimate area. She highlighted a few procedures that women ought to emphasize when it comes to appropriate vaginal care.
That's why you use nothing but water, clean water. We're not saying to get warm water. We're not saying to use salt water. Clean water to wash your vagina. That does the trick. And if you do that and you do it properly, regularly, in the correct way, then that means that, and you do all the other aspects. So the wiping from front to back, changing your underwear frequently. So if you use pads, make sure you change your pads, your panty liners, your tampons frequently. This, if you practice all your proper good vaginal care habits, then you should not have no issues with your vagina.
Certified nurse and midwife Izana Moise Alfred. International World Teachers' Day will be celebrated on Wednesday, 5th October. President of the Dominica Association of Teachers, Mervyn Alexander, is asking everyone to show appreciation to all teachers with prayers and blessings at the various church services and in schools by students and parents. A number of activities have been planned, as he says, will be observed in a big way.
On Wednesday, October 5th,
which is the actual day, International World Teachers Day, we are expected to have a radio address by His Excellency, the President of the Commonwealth of Dominica. On Thursday, October 6th, will be Teacher Appreciation Day. On this day, we ask parents, students, and well-wishers to show some form of appreciation to our teachers for the remarkable job they are doing in nurturing lives and nation building. On Friday, the culminating activity and highlight of the celebration is the Grand Teachers Rally. It is our firm belief that in all things we ought to give thanks to God and pray for the strength to continue performing our duties to the best of our ability. All teachers are expected to gather at the St. Joseph Roman Catholic Church for a church service and a recognition ceremony. Our retired teachers for the period under review will be recognized by the Dominica Association of Teachers for the valuable contribution which they have made to education and nation building.
DAT President Mervyn Alexander. Trade and Commerce Minister Ian Douglas says a new upgraded and exciting twist will be added to the Tea Village Creole Tutbiter Dominique daytime happening. The event is slated for October 24 to 27 and replaces the Flo's Creole in the Park event. Douglas says great events, products, and cuisine will be available.
On Monday, we have in culture new. Bierdubut. And on Tuesday, we have our fashion and our arts, because we have fashionists in Dominica and we want to display them for the rest of the world. And as the representative from the Ministry of Blue and Green Economy told you, we'll have all of the cuisine, all of the exciting cuisine that will be on offer for all of the days, really, for the 4 days. And so the Wednesday, we will brand the Wednesday as the youth in Creole, getting our youth more enthusiastic. And I will speak more about that later on in my presentation. And of course, Thursday, we'll be introducing Mass Dominic through the Mass Carnival Meets Creole expose. So you cannot miss the 4 days. So we want to take the opportunity to place emphasis, though, through that event, on taking our local production to the next level. So when you get to the park in the gardens this year, we will use the opportunity to make a case for Dominican entrepreneurs. We'll be highlighting our vibrant small, medium, and micro enterprise subsector in Dominica. All our locally manufactured products will be on display.
Trade Minister Ian Douglas. The Ministry of Agriculture, in collaboration with the Pesticide Control Board, is currently in process of collecting inactive pesticide and other chemical products used by farmers. Pesticide management in Dominica is handled by the Pesticide Control Board. The Pesticides Control Board, established under the Pesticides Control Act, PCA registers and licenses all pesticides used in Dominica. The membership of the board is fixed by the Act as follows: Chief Agricultural Officer, Chief Medical Officer, the Government Analyst, two other persons, one of whom should not be employed in the public service. Current members of the board are Mr. Ricky Brumance, Director of Agriculture Acting, Mr. Amos Wiltshire, Farmers Representative Member, Ms. Anna Mary Serafin, Secretary, Dr. David Johnson, Chief Medical Officer, or Mr. Anthony Scotland, and Ms. Theodora Anthony, Dexia's representative member. Presently, they are on a present sensitization drive to educate persons on best practices dealing with chemical waste disposal, as well as embracing organic practices.
Because the ministry itself is actually working on a process to get these containers collected. A few years back, we had a project where we actually disposed of obsolete pesticides, meaning pesticides that were expired, pesticides that were damaged, and to ship them out of the country. Now we are looking at another project where we can get all the empty pesticide containers out of the country. If we had like a recycling plant, that would have been, you know, something good, that you would have the containers recycled into something. But because we do not have that, then it has to be shipped out. So the grade of plastic that is used for the pesticide is actually a different type, and it's safer than if we had it in a breakable, you know, or glass bottle. And we also have them in the sachets too, which are the packets and so forth. But again, the type of material, the type of packaging material that is used is actually meant for that. Yes. For example, one of the areas that they assist or they collaborate with the Ministry of Agriculture is testing of MRLs. When you ask about the residue of the pesticide on the produce, by law, the food, the fresh produce can have a certain amount of pesticide that would be non-toxic or non-harmful to you, you know, the human being. So the Bureau now is there to test that produce and see the amount of pesticide that is on that orange or on that banana is higher than what it's supposed to be, you know, for consumption, or if it's higher than what the international standards require for export. So that is one of the ways we collaborate, you know, with our activities. And also, the director of the Bureau of Standards is also a member of the Pesticide Control Board. So we work closely together.
And that was a crop development officer at DECSIR, Theodora Anthony Williams. Dominica's buggery laws are being challenged, leaving many questioning the direction in which our society is headed and whether or not it is a change for better or worse. Speaking with Q95 earlier this morning, Pastor Randy Rodney shared his views and opinion on the matter, stating that there may be a wider agenda of social influence by the LGBTQ community that could have serious impacts on the lives and minds of children.
This is not about forcing a particular belief on anybody else. This is about the homosexual community. Forcing what they believe on everybody else. What the homosexual community is moving on doing the world over is forcing people to be homosexuals. We are now working on something else that I'll make public in a while. We'll have a press conference on it pretty soon, which is coming to Dominica. It's coming to a school near you, and Dominicans must be very wary of that. That is homosexual community people are infiltrating every segment of society to the point where one of them have said, it's in a public forum, that whether you want it or not, we will get it into your schools and into your children. So that watch the new school curriculum. Every parent now must be careful with the new school curriculum. What will happen is that pretty soon from now, a homosexual teacher will be able to go to the classroom and tell your children that you can touch yourself at 3 and 5 years old, and it's all right. And that at 6 and 7 years old, you can be whatever you want to be. You can be a boy if you want to be, or you want to be a girl if you want to be. In fact, the curriculum expressly states that if you feel that you're in a stage of confusion or whatever it is, it's because you are gay.
He described this attempt at legalizing homosexuality as having a number of ripple effects in society that we must be mindful of and stand up against.
It's nonsensical because there's nothing in the Constitution that says that a man can't talk to a man or a woman can't talk to a woman, or they can't fraternize. Lions Club fraternize. This one, one is fraternized. This church fraternize. Cricketers fraternize. Rounders players fraternize. There's nothing in the law that says you can't fraternize. But what they're trying to do is saying that we don't want to fraternize as men. We want to fraternize as homosexuals. Ready? Then let's pass a law so we can fraternize as fornicators or adulterers or volleys or whatever it is. I mean, this is just absolutely ridiculous when you think of it on the face of it. And people must stand up to say just that.
Pastor Randy Rodney. Minister for Governance Greta Roberts told graduates of the Adult Education Division that they were all present at the ceremony to celebrate the decision that each of them made to invest in themselves and to get past the challenges that kept them from completing their education in the traditional sense. Enrollment in the Youth Development Division's initiative, she continued, underlines their significance and relevance in the current socioeconomic climate.
Today we are all here to celebrate the decision each of you made in investing in yourself, the decision to overcome the obstacles that prevented you from completing school in the traditional sense, or in fulfilling your desires to acquire a new skill speaks volumes of your aspiration and desire to achieve more. Adult education remains as fundamental a part of further education as ever. The continued enrollment in our programs underscores its importance and relevance in today's socioeconomic environment, with far-reaching benefits that can transcend generations. The key role of adult education is to allow our citizens to develop their skills and to acquire new ones. It presents an opportunity for adults to equip themselves with the knowledge and skills necessary to participate effectively as employees, entrepreneurs, parents, and competent members of society. Adult Education Division continues in its mandate to promote functional literacy and numeracy, continuing education, capacity building, and entrepreneurial skill programs for adult learners across Dominica. We remain committed to achieving Goal 4 of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. That is quality education to substantially increase the number of youth and adults with relevant skills, including technical and vocational skills for employment, decent jobs, and entrepreneurship by the year 2030. Today's graduation is the culmination of our Adult Education Month, celebrated in September, under the theme Quality and Inclusive Education for Sustainability and Resilience.
Minister for Governance Greta Roberts. Chairman of DOASCO's Board of Directors, Louis Patrick Hill, says Dominica is blessed with abundant water resources. However, he says this fact should not be taken for granted, and citizens must make appropriate decisions to conserve the island's waterways. He touts that if proactive steps are not taken, this abundance can dissipate.
But we live in a time when we can look back a few years and recognize that even in here in Dominica, where our resources or water resources are quite abundant, so what we have, we shouldn't just take it for granted that it is always going to be there. If we, as the stewards of this precious resource, do not make the appropriate public policy decisions, the appropriate community decisions, the appropriate and individual decisions, then these resources can disappear, as is being seen around the world and even here in Dominica. So the work that you're doing is critical. Critical to small communities that you live in, critical to island states, critical to the world.
Chairman of DOASCO's Board of Directors, Louis Patrick Hill, and the President's Foundation fundraising dinner is back after a two-year hiatus due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The event will take place on Sunday, October 15th. Member of the Foundation, Oliver St. John, gave details. He was speaking on a local radio program.
We've done all what we are supposed to have done, and yes, we are ready. The dinner is on the 15th of October. It's going to be held this time around at the Jungle Bay Resort and Spa. Tickets are out. Normally, the dinner will be in July. That's our standard time, but again, because of COVID, everything, so we're doing it in October now. But we're hoping if all continues to go well, we will revert to our regular month, which is July. And then in November, the presentations are made. Some are made where we call in, we go to either the public service union or to a location, but a number of them are held back to be made, presentations to be made on or at the president's visit.
In other news this afternoon, Virgin Atlantic has launched its updated gender identity policy, giving its crew, pilots, and ground team the option to choose which of the iconic uniforms designed by Vivienne Westwood best represents them, no matter their gender, gender identity, or gender expression. Reflecting the diversity of the workforce and in a move that cements its position as the most inclusive airline in the skies, Virgin Atlantic will offer its people a fluid approach to its red and burgundy uniforms, meaning LGBTQ colleagues will be able to choose either the red or the burgundy uniform, depending on which best reflects themselves. The announcement is part of an ongoing drive to champion the individuality of its people and customers, and is complemented by the rollout of optional pronoun badges for all its people and those traveling with the airline. And CBS Morning's David Begno gets a first look at the devastation left by Hurricane Ian after it hit western Florida as a Category 4 storm. It's been considered a catastrophe unlike anything that state has seen in years. One of the most powerful storms to hit America in recorded history, and it's far from over, now churning to the east.
Norris, the fifth strongest hurricane to hit the United States. And last night as the sun was setting, there were dispatch centers getting calls for help, overwhelmed, saying we don't have enough people to respond to all the calls.
This was a rare moment caught on camera. Hurricane storm surge as Ian slammed ashore. Time-lapse video shows how it buried a major boulevard in Fort Myers, Florida. Submerged under as much as 6 feet of water. The city was overwhelmed. Cell phone video shows what looks like entire neighborhoods underwater. Just south of Fort Myers, Good Samaritans braved the strong currents for a dangerous rescue. There was an elderly man stuck in his car as the floodwaters were rising. They had to pry the door open and carry him to safety. Hurricane Ian hit Florida as a Category 4 hurricane. The winds were clocked at 150 miles per hour. The flooding across southwestern Florida is catastrophic. Water surged as high as 10 feet. There could be billions of dollars in property damage.
This is a powerful storm that should be treated like you would treat if a tornado was approaching. This is going to be a nasty, nasty day, 2 days.
We're safe. That's all that matters. The family's safe.
Some 2.5 million people were told you need to evacuate, but not everyone did. Lee County dispatchers were overwhelmed with 911 calls, people trapped in their homes.
It's going to come right down this road.
Video caught an emergency response trailer swept off its foundation at Fort Myers Beach. It's unclear if anyone was inside. South of Fort Myers in Naples, here's a view from a high rise showing just how widespread the flooding is.
Are you guys okay?
Firefighters waded through chest deep water to rescue this woman, only to face problems of their own.
Now we have a truck issue and the guys are pushing the truck out of the bay.
They scrambled to salvage what they could from their fire trucks as water poured into the station. Overnight, more than 2.5 million Floridians lost power. Water facilities are struggling to keep up with demand, and some cities are telling people, please conserve water.
You know, in about a dozen cities on the southwestern side of the state, they're having internet connectivity issues. So in some cities, it's down to like 10%. In some places, you can't get a call through. You can't get a social media post. So a lot of people right now are trying to check on their loved ones and their friends, and they can't. So it's really going to be daybreak, the sun rising, when they get helicopters in there, when we see just how bad the damage is.
And that's the midday news. But first, a recap of the headlines. Certified nurse and midwife Izana Moise Alford emphasized the importance of sexual hygiene habits in leading a healthy and happy life. Virgin Atlantic's new policy is allowing its staff, including crew, pilots, and ground team, the option for staff to wear uniforms that express their true gender. And Hurricane Ian slams into western Florida as a Category 4 storm, creating a catastrophe unlike anything that state has seen in many decades. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Discover Dominica Authority. I am Kimberly Benjamin.
Of the hour news as it happens.